It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Now that was a sizzler of an episode. There we go, baby. There
That's
we go.
It's a spicy meatball.
That's a spicy meatball. Yes. Welcome.
Happy birthday, Chelsea, first off.
Yes,
get that out of the way.
I forgot to play the happy I forgot to get the happy birthday Chelsea music queued up on the soundboard. You reminded me.
No.
Shit.
Chelsea better be careful. Micah might hijack her birthday party to make it her meet my boyfriend Paul party.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, man. It's your birthday, the most important day of the year and
of your life. Yeah.
Well, I was a little offended because it's my birthday year right now.
Right,
and
right.
Chelsea is making it all about her.
No, I texted you to make sure you were all right because I knew this was gonna really fuck with
me. I was like, Micah, it's not about your wedding. It's not about all this shit. It's my birthday year and what is going on right now.
It's fucked up. It's fucked
he
up.
Is fucked up. Jesus yeah. fucking Christ.
Run away, Kwame, run away.
Yeah.
She's very disrespectful.
Wait, who's Kwame running away from, Micah or Chelsea? Who's being disrespectful right
both,
now? Both. Both. Yes.
Because they're both having birthdays.
They're both having birthdays during my birthday year. It's very, yeah. yes. Keep that shit to yourself during my birthday year. Just want to say, was I right about this whole Jackie or Marshall thing, or was I right about
what did you what was the specific
I said that condition? I didn't think things were going well.
Yeah. And I don't think anybody said I don't think anybody said the other
that she was that he was doing all the good things for him, but what was she doing that he was doing nice things for her, but what was
yeah.
he yeah.
That part definitely. Yeah.
And maybe they're not good for each other.
Maybe they're not.
Doesn't look like it.
I know he's good for her. I think she could use Marshall in her life for sure.
I guess.
I don't know about the other way around though.
Certainly not.
It's yikes. It's a big yikes.
It's a big yikes for me.
And I'm
dog.
Loving it, baby.
I'm loving it. Let's go. More fighting. Okay.
And needless fighting too. It feels very petty, all of it.
Are you sure you don't just want to watch Tiffany and Brett say that they have no stress about the marriage and everything?
Oh my
great?
God!
Are
every
you sure?
Every scene.
I have to tell you, Ben.
Where's the goddamn raccoon? Good Lord.
I know. Every scene, I'm just like, we have got to get the. I need a little bit of that in there. The clapping raccoon, we need it in there.
No, special little guy.
So I have friends who, when they watch these shows, they'll just like fast forward through a lot of the scenes whenever yeah. they get bored. If yeah. I wasn't recapping this, I would fast forward through the Brent and Tiffany scenes at this point.
There hasn't been any depth to them at all. None.
Yeah. Nothing.
I don't think I'd be able to watch it either. But hey, I don't know. We're looking through the lens of podcasters. A lot of people are commenting saying, I love Brett and Tiffany. I love them. Well, they're boring.
Well, those boring. People are boring, okay? I'm an interesting, multifaceted person, okay? I'm not boring, Ben.
We like absolute disasters for human beings.
Yes,
that's
just like my life, okay?
Speaking of which, our season one fave, well, who are we kidding? Our overall favorite, Jessica. She's having her baby shower today.
Today's the baby shower?
I saw on Instagram a photo of LC, Jessica, and Kelly from season one. And she's, she's got a big old baby bump. She's ready to create little baby messicas.
She's ready to poop it out.
Easy babies.
Ready. So congratulations to our queen, the queen of the
Messica.
Queen of Love is Blind.
Yes.
We thank her. And good for her.
She Very can't cool. drink while she's pregnant, so that dog is getting extra wine today. That
dog is getting smashed every night.
The
dog is going to AA meetings.
That dog is a full-on sommelier right now. The dog's palate is refined at this point. If you give that dog $2 chuck, it'll spit it out.
Yeah. The dog doesn't even sniff trees anymore when it goes out for walks. It like tries to pull Jessica to a wine bar to sniff the wine.
It sniffs. It like it bites the stem of the wine glass, and it'll do the thing where like it rotates the wine in the glass a little bit. Yeah.
So cute.
The whole nine yards. Yeah.
So cute. So sophisticated.
Oh my god! Your dog did the soundbite for me, and that's incredible.
Good job, Milhouse.
Thank you. Milhouse was like, I can drink wine too, right? It's good for dogs.
Yeah. Sure, buddy.
Yeah.
It'll put you to sleep.
Oh my god, Ben, you have to do a reel of you giving your dog wine just like Jessica. People will love it.
People will love it.
There's no such thing as bad press. Give your dog wine. Come on. Give your dog wine.
I'll go viral and then go to prison.
Yeah, come on. Give your dog wine. Come on, do it. Do it.
It's got to be considered animal cruelty, right?
No, not. I don't think. Is there really such a thing as animal cruelty?
I think there is. Yeah.
No, it's like language speech pathologists. It's not a real thing.
My wife is telling me I'm not allowed to give the dog wine.
Fine. Fine. We'll never get to 1,000 followers on Instagram. Oh, PG90 in the chat. Dog wine o'clock.
Dog wine o'clock.
Yes. Sounds like a dog wine o'clock over at your apartment. That dog needs some wine, you know, so it'll shut the fuck up. Hate that thing. I hate your dog. That's what That's what some of our listeners have said, that I hate your dog. So
listeners, friends, family,
I've all said I hate your dog.
Everybody says Max hates my dog.
Yep, that's what they say. So I'm just going off what they say.
I'll have you all know, Max is Uncle Max of Milhouse. He loves Milhouse. He got him a little Nolan Arenado jersey.
Yes.
So Milhouse wears that with pride.
Yes.
Although not anymore. Ever since Nolan got traded, but
yeah,
we're boring our audience now.
Let's talk about Zach and Bliss. Zach got her a pink ring. Do you think Chelsea helped him pick it out?
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. I heard pink, and all I think is Chelsea. I bet it's the ring that he was like, oh, I need a ring. And Chelsea was like, well, this is a ring that I was going to propose to my ex with, but I didn't turn out proposing. So
yeah.
Here we go. Here's a ring that I have.
I heard engraved in the ring, it said 50,000 followers. That's cool. Very neat.
Very neat stuff.
She was like, oh, great. I'm all for this.
It turns out that he is allergic to animals, including cats and dogs, it seems like. Is this going to be a major problem in their relationship? Is this going to be the real drama, not the fact that she's his second choice?
I tell you what, his head is going to swell up to be the size of a hot air balloon. That's what's going to happen. And then steam's going to be coming out of his head. And everybody's going to be like laughing, and they think it's hilarious. And then he's going to pop, you know? And then Piggy's going to come in there, and he's going to go, that's all, folks.
Did you just call Porky Pig Piggy?
I forgot what his name was for a second. Porky Piggy.
Porky Piggy. Well, Ben, don't worry. One day you are going to remember what Piggy's name is.
Don't give up, my friend. You know the love will never end. You got to just hold on.
Just hold on.
I like
on,
that.
Man.
That's good. That's a good one.
You just gotta hold on. You'll remember.
There are a lot of good Love is Blind songs in this episode.
Oh yeah, we have them.
The Love is Blind Orchestra is really expanding their catalog lately.
Oh, yeah.
Where do they find the time to write and produce all of this music? You know, in like 6 months, they did it. It's insane.
I think a lot of ayahuasca, just a lot of like really inspiration, microdosing, yeah. Macrodosing.
Yes, this is like going to be their Sgt. Pepper's album.
Basically. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. They've been working with Norah Jones because she's Ravi Shankar's daughter. So they've been, you know, it's kind of like what the Beatles did. Apparently, Bliss was super sick and barely made it into the pods. So do you think that she had COVID and then they basically like, risked it and just like shoved her in there? Like, what do you think happened?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it had to be.
Yeah, that's what I kind of just like read into it. I was like, what happened?
Oh. Oh boy. Uh-oh.
But it was fate and they made it in there and now they're engaged.
Yay! This one's clapped.
Beautiful crazy life, baby.
It's a beautiful, crazy life.
Oh, we should microdose your dog, PG90 says. Wow. Have you thought about that?
A lot of fans of animal cruelty.
Coming up.
It's really frightening.
Really coming up. People, Jessica started the trend. It's a Love is Blind tradition. Just people really in the chat.
Should have your dog shoot up heroin. Yeah.
Just a little bit. It's microdosing.
Has your dog ever tried a whole bottle of Percocet?
No, dude, just a mini bottle of Percocet, dude.
Jesus Christ. It's disturbing.
Kwame and Chelsea, we learned that the puppy's name is Rocky. Rocky, you know that they're giving that dog egg whites all the time, just raw egg whites.
Yolks, just the yolks.
Yolks getting yolked. Oh, not egg whites, sorry, yolks, the yolks.
That dog is chasing chickens around the alleyways.
But they're in Seattle, so it's definitely egg whites. They're giving, you know, Chelsea's just giving it egg whites. So she's like, it's healthier. Egg whites,
right? Or they just the chickens are in the coop in the backyard, right?
Yeah. We get to Micah and Paul. It turns out this scene's amazing. Micah hasn't told her parents, of course, her dad's name is Paul because she wants to fuck her dad, yes. Paul and Patricia, that she's engaged. And they told her, Micah's like, yeah, by the way, we're engaged. And her dad's like, what? And Micah says, we're moving into Paul's creepy place eventually, but then we want to move into a complex where you guys can all move in with me. And isn't that what every fiance wants to hear? That eventually I want my family to move in with us. Like, don't you want to live with your in-laws? Isn't that what we all want to do?
I mean, yeah, we've all dreamed about it ever since we watched Full House as kids. And we all wanted to have an Uncle Jesse and Uncle Joey in the house, you know. Everywhere.
Yes. And if uncles weren't bad enough, it's like you really want to live with like your your significant other's parents, you know?
Yeah. I like Uncle Paul the serial killer though. That is fun.
Yes, that is fun.
Could you imagine they did have a serial killer in Full House.
In Full House?
Yeah, it was Uncle Joey, wasn't it? Like, that guy was definitely moonlighting at night, wasn't he?
Well, he ought to know. He ought to know that he was a fucking serial killer. He did stab Alanis Morissette in the heart.
Wait till you see, like, there's an unreleased trial episode, and he's doing one of his puppets as the killer, basically, confessing on the stand. It's really It's really creepy.
A very special episode, unreleased.
Unreleased.
They only released it in Canada. It was like the abortion episode of Degrassi that we talked about.
You can only find it on Pirate Bay, but it's a sick episode. It's really sick.
Well, We have been known as Nostradamus on this podcast.
We talk with our about drinking games, lot. With all of this. Yeah, we
basically we everything things. That we do.
Mayan calendar, we predicted that.
Yes.
Predicted the end of the world in 2012. We were correct.
Yeah, we talked last episode about how Paul is a serial killer with every knife everywhere, everything about him. But let's listen to what Paul Sr. had to say in this episode.
I'm just getting roasted now. Welcome to the roast of Paul.
Wrong. I'm sorry, that was the wrong Paul.
I was going to say.
Here's the other Paul, sorry.
I get good vibes from Paul, probably because he's Paul. I mean, I don't know him. You know, he can be a serial killer for all I know.
There it is.
Yep. He's a serial killer, confirmed. Takes two people saying serial killer to make him a serial killer.
The dad's intuition. He's spot on.
Knows he's a serial killer. I like when they're talking about him and they're like, we accept it because we trust Micah. And then her mom goes, our biggest concern is just Micah getting her heart broken. And then Micah's dad goes, oh yeah, I didn't even think about that. I guess that's a concern of ours.
Oh yeah, right. Sure.
I just thought it was cool that he had the same name as me. I was kind of caught up in that whole thing. Another Paul.
He can't get off of it.
I've never met another Paul before.
Paul?
This is crazy.
Paul?
That's so crazy. That guy's name is Paul.
Just a couple of Pauls.
My daughter got married sight unseen and is getting married 10 days from now. I know, but the guy's name is also Paul. And it's
what are the odds? It's spelled the same way. It's not spelled P-O-U-L. It's P-A-U-L.
Paul, there's no other way to sound Paul. It wouldn't make any sense. What's it mean spelled? P-O-L-L? That'd be Paul.
What are the odds?
So things are looking pretty bleak for Jackie and Marshall right now.
It's getting weird.
That's one way to put it. apparently the other night, Jackie told Marshall he needs to boss up.
Yeah.
And that he wasn't
There's another way of putting it that I believe Shane has put it in previous seasons. But yeah.
How has Shane put it?
Stop being a little bitch.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Do we have that soundbite? I know we do somewhere.
I feel like we have a lot of people. Oh, here we go.
He's a little bitch. Is what it is.
Dom's a little bitch.
We have a lot of people calling each other little bitches. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
The boss up thing. Like, if she had said that to Zach would be like, oh, from Gideon to Goliath?
Yeah.
I don't know if he'd understand that.
See, I would have been like, do you want me to be a girl boss? Is that what you want me to do? Is that's
yes.
The conversation? Yes, I'll be a girl boss. Yeah, so with my empire. Yes, okay. Yes, all right. I'll become my own CEO. Let's go. Let's do it for sure. Buzzwords. Let's go. Gaslight. What else is in the lexicon?
Lucky girl.
Lucky girl syndrome. I know things. Yes, she said he's not a man. So he's staying at his own apartment. But now he's back at the apartment, and he says he doesn't know where they stand.
It's awkward vibes. Awkward.
Totes awk, man. She says, so she's mad, and she's packing because they don't have sex.
Yeah, this was flashes of Damien and Giannina season one.
Yes.
She just drops a bomb where she's like, I never told you it was the best sex I've ever had because it wasn't.
Yeah.
And Damien's just like.
But Damien wasn't even. He was just like, yeah, I don't really care. I just like. I just want to have sex.
I'm Magic Mark. I don't care.
I'm Magic Mark. Okay. I'm for hire. I'm not for greatness.
Yeah.
Smershal says, that's not on me. She's like, be aggressive. And he's like, when I'm aggressive, he's like, it's not just up for me to be aggressive. And when I am aggressive, you don't even put out. So I don't really know what to do. And then in confessional, she says, I told him not to be old grandpa, but when I said that, it wasn't derogatory. Okay. How do you say something incredibly emasculating?
Yes. Just a straight up insult. Straight up.
Yes. Saying like, hey, I want you to be more sexually aggressive with me, because the way you try to be sexual with me is like an old grandpa. But I wasn't being derogatory.
Yeah.
Peasant.
Yeah. When I look at you, little peasant, all I see is an old man with a walker. Yeah. And I take pity on you, and I think you're pathetic. But I don't mean that to be like in a derogatory way at all.
Your penis looks like an old man's veiny penis, shriveled up. But it's not in a derogatory way.
This was pretty harsh. This was pretty harh from her, I gotta say.
Yeah,
Sorry, go ahead.
So I feel like Jacquelina doesn't like. I feel like Irina is the meanest. And then people are like, but Micah is so mean, right? But I feel
Micah's
like
getting better. She's getting better.
But she's also really mean though, right? But so people recognize them as like the meanest. But I feel like Jacquelina is also mean, but she doesn't get recognized as mean because those two are so mean. So she's like third tier, but she's also pretty mean.
Yeah, she's mean. It's a mean girl season, a little bit.
Like old man?
Yeah, you know.
He's really nice.
I know he's being very nice to her throughout.
All he does is be nice to her.
And she was like, she was coming down on him for leaving the conversation. But I felt like the way he explained it, at least, it was a good thing to remove himself from the conversation because he didn't want to blow up at her or anything. So he stepped out, you know?
Yeah.
Which I think is a mentally sound thing to do. Like, I need some time. I need some space. I'm going to step out of this for a little bit.
Because he didn't want to retort and start calling her an old grandma, you know?
Yeah.
You know, because he knows what it feels like, you know?
Great, great grandma. How about that?
Yeah. Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, he got her.
You're an ancestor of mine. Oh, from generations back. Five generations. How about that?
Oh my God.
Gotcha.
Did you see this comment in the chat? Sarah says, we need to incorporate peasant back into our society.
Sarah, I've got bad news for you.
Wait, Sarah, you want more peasants in our society? You want to revert back to a serf system? Sarah, what?
Sarah, I've got bad news for you. The income inequality in this country
exists, but the fact that you want peasantry is deeply concerning to me.
Okay, Sarah in the chat is canceled. blocking Sarah now. No, I'm just kidding. Yes. Sarah clarifies. Yes. She just wants the word more. I agree. It does slap. It pops is what it does.
Yes. In the conversation, or the argument, Marshall says, it's like you never do anything for me and I'm always doing things for you. Well, thanks, Grandpa Obvious. And Jackie's like, then why are you still with me? And he says, I saw you as a project.
Oh my God. I was like, you know what? I was like, Marshall is saying all the right things.
It's very clearly cut.
Like, Marshall is in the right here. And then he goes and he says fucking project.
Well, I don't know. When he said that, I got wet, dude. I was like, finally, he's saying the aggressive things that makes me want to hear. I was like, Marshall, slide up right inside me, dude.
Very disturbing.
I was like, Marshall, lay it in me, dude. It's like, oh, you're not a project, but you're somebody that I want to fix.
Oh, yeah, you're a project runway because you dress nice. Oh,
yeah. He's like, you're not a project, but you're like a fixer-upper. You know, like the show?
Look, I mean, she did compare his dick to a car, you know, that she wanted to test drive. before they went any further. So, you know, they're all viewing each other as projects a little bit, right?
But, you know, they do end up hugging. So
it just, it really does seem like these problems that they're having could be very easily discussed. You know, you just sit down with a drink and you just talk it out. But I don't know. Am I crazy? I must be crazy.
At the same time, it does seem that these problems could really be fixed with a marriage, you know, like a big wedding.
Oh, definitely. As soon as possible, actually.
Yeah. I think they should just go to Vegas and get married tomorrow.
Oh, please. Yeah. At the Excalibur. Be really cool.
Oh, that would be sick. They could do the Tournament of Kings the next day. That would be sick.
Yeah.
Tiffany and Brett, everything is perfect. Her grandparents got married after 6 weeks. There's a close-up on Brett's Nike shoes placed.
I love them comparing themselves to the generation that like thought that smoking was fine, that you don't get cancer from smoking, you know, like the stuff they were feeding their kids back then. They're like, no, they got married in 6 weeks, it's okay, other people do it too. It's like, oh, that was another time.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Honestly, I didn't really pay attention to this scene. Actually, I did. That's a lie. I did, and it was painful.
You were just looking for raccoons. You couldn't find any at all.
I was no imagining raccoons the whole time. I was like, what if a raccoon came out of there?
In the background, maybe I can, if I zoom in, I'll take a screenshot. And zoom in.
Yay, raccoon. Yay. Oh, aw. Bliss and Zach, there's 11 days to get married and they're moving into their little town home. Apparently he just moved to Seattle to start his own law firm. Well, isn't this great advertising? Don't you want to hire this
I heard he's calling it Gideon Goliath and Associates.
Yes.
Very cool. Gideon Goliath Ludo.
Well, he definitely should not have his name on the law firm.
I think he's gonna be like, he's gonna make himself the mascot for the law firm, and it's gonna be like him holding a katana like this, and he's got like two owls on his shoulders.
That would be sick.
Greg got a crown.
I would hire him as my lawyer.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he should definitely be behind the scenes if he wants to, you know, make it work.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We might have problems with this relationship, Max, because she has a lot of alarm clocks.
How was he gonna get over it?
What kind of alarms do you think are going off in the morning for her? Huh?
Will she get over it? So what? He proposed to somebody else and proposed to her. Get over it, okay? People get married to other people. People propose to get over it. So he just proposed to someone else, broke up with her. Then you're a second. Get over it, you know.
I can't believe you didn't. I teed you up for those alarm clock sounds, and you didn't even do it.
Oh, god damn it! I was like, where's he going with this? I don't get it. Then I was like, I guess I have to move on.
Then you just moved right on.
Oh, you even sent me a message saying play the alarm song.
Beep, beep, beep.
There you go.
There's another one too.
Chloe. Oh my god, we even have a new one. Oh my god. I'm such an idiot. Wow.
I gotta get access to the soundboard. I got
this is so embarrassing.
It's really embarrassing.
Oh my god. Well, that's the show, folks.
I still feel satisfied that we played them.
Okay, good.
I feel complete now. I really do.
Yes. I just think that you know, she needs to stop thinking about Irina, really, you know, not think about where Irina is, not think about what he's thinking about Irina right now, because, you know, ignorance is bliss, you know.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
You get it? You get it?
Because her name is Ignorance. Or no, wait.
Oops. It's weird though. She says that the whole situation makes her feel icky, which is a word that Irina uses a lot.
Yeah.
I noticed.
Maybe they're not so different.
No.
After all.
Mm-hmm. Well, it just seems like a very specific person that would want to marry Zach, so it's not too surprising.
Yeah, someone who wants a lot of followers.
Yeah. Yeah, he really tries to convince her that she's not the second choice, but she definitely was the second choice.
She's definitively
the second choice. He chose somebody else, and then he came back and he chose you, so you're the second choice. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're the second choice. I don't know what to tell you.
Look, we know it's embarrassing for you, but the followers, they're coming. So it's
You're going to get the followers from your famous.
Like the transaction has been complete. You're good now. You're good.
I don't know. You'll probably say no at the altar because you're going to be like, I don't want to be the second choice. I'm PhD. I'm going to write a book about being the second choice.
I choose me.
Yes. I choose me again.
I'm starting a podcast. It's with me and it's with me and the raccoon from.
Yes.
That would be a sick podcast, though.
Yes. Yes.
Let's be honest. That would be sick.
Hello, I'm Bliss, and this is my co-host.
Yeah, I love that guy.
I listen to that podcast all the time.
Best.
So Chelsea and Kwame, this is interesting because Chelsea says something to her. Chelsea says something to her dog that she has never said to Baba.
You're gonna get a bath. Yeah, you're gonna get all clean.
Yeah, never said that to Baba.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it was interesting. A dirty dog needed a bath, and I was surprised Kwame didn't get in there.
Yeah, why? Kwame needs that bath. Yeah. All right, what did they do? They rented out Kwame and Chelsea. They paid to rent out a pet. Is this what I don't have a dog? Whenever you want to bathe Milhouse, Ben, you call the pet store and you say, we need to give Milhouse a bath. So you pay, like thousands of dollars. And
some people prefer to use washing stations at places like that, or at, I've heard, Costco has pet washing stations, and if you're a member, you can use them for free. I've heard these things. We bathe Milhouse in the bathtub. We just give them a bath in the bathtub.
No, you have to rent out the whole store. So really, they have pet washing stations that you use at the store?
Yeah. I mean, they're easier to use. I will say that, you've got the nozzle and everything, and they've got everything there, and they're easy to use, but it's like, if you're cheap like this guy, you just wash that dirty dog in the bathtub.
Yeah, my roommate had a dog, and he would I don't watch because it was my dog. He would just wash it in the bathtub, so that's why I was confused to this washing station thing. I was like, what's happening?
No, it's a thing. It's a thing.
But you rent out the whole store every time you do it, though, right?
Yeah, you rent out the entire store.
Yeah.
And you get to use all the toys that are hanging up for sale, all that. Yeah, no, I think PetSmart and Petco have them, too. Like, if you have memberships to these places, you can use them for free. Sometimes people use them if, their dog is really dirty on a walk and they don't want to take him right home, and so they'll stop at one of these places and do it there instead so that they don't track stuff into the house.
Okay, so
it makes sense sometimes. Yeah,
it seems like Kwame has inherited a lot of responsibility for this dog. Very quickly. I'm like, that is very quickly to inherit in a relationship. It's very funny. I'd be like, what happened to me?
Quick to get married this quick into a relationship too. So
yeah, I know. I think
nothing
that's
out of the norm too. for these guys.
Yes.
I mean, she wants to have six kids and all these dogs that he's going to take care of. I don't understand why he doesn't see this as a Barbie fairy tale. I don't understand.
Yes, this seems wonderful. He's like, yeah, they're
gonna get the pink Corvette.
I'm walking the dog three times a day. I'd be like, what the fuck is happening? Like, it's a kind of a whole change in lifestyle that's like very kind of quick and not gradual, you know? Yeah. And if I were Chelsea, I feel like I would be like, you know, you don't have to walk the dog three times a day.
Maybe
like,
she has. I don't know.
Doubtful the way she talks to him.
Yeah, I mean, they could very easily hire a wag walker or something like that.
Yeah, like she
feel like they can afford it, right? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, like if I were her, I'm just saying I would be like, look, you don't need to be walking the dog three times a day. Like,
yeah.
Well, like, let's just have a dog walker so that we can ease you into the situation. Like, this is a lot for you to be like going into. Like, why? Like, you don't, it's my dog. Like, this is kind of a lot. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's just like it's a lot to just like jump into. Like, I don't want you to resent. I don't want you to like resent me. That would be like my fear, you know. And he already seems to be like.
It could be he volunteered too, and then he's regretting it. You know.
Yeah, that also could be what it's like. I agree, but just when I
will say, walking Rocky probably isn't that bad. I mean, Rocky seems cool, right? Rocky seems cool. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
He's a cool dog. You go out, have some pal time, have some bud time.
He seems fine. He's not that cute, though.
He's not. Okay, he's not the cutest dog. I'm sorry.
He's really not. He does not seem like a great.
You're listening, Chuck.
I love dogs on the shows.
Having said that, I don't like have huge biases against dogs that aren't as cute. Like, I will still love the hell out of an ugly dog. I will.
Ben, we talk about every dog that has ever appeared on screen on the show before.
And they've all been precious angels. They've all been my babies.
Rocky has appeared on screen before on this show, and we didn't talk about him.
Okay.
That is damning.
There was a lot of other stuff happening in the scene. And I wanted to talk about it, but you were moving along really fast. Well, I wanted to.
There's a reason I didn't, because he's not cute. And it's not just cute.
But he's probably got a personality to make up for it.
He doesn't seem to. He doesn't do anything cute. He's just kind of there.
He really sleeps a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. He's just kind of.
He's old. But he's old.
Dogs can be cute when they sleep a lot. He doesn't even look like he sleeps cute. I don't even want to give him wine or like, you know, I don't even want to microdose him.
He doesn't look.
Doesn't even seem like he'd be fun to party with.
He doesn't seem like he sleeps cute. What a thing to say.
I don't even want to party with this dog. I don't even want to nap with him, you know?
Yeah, I would not share
a glass party of wine. Or nap with you. What's the point of having a dog?
I would not share a glass of wine with this dog. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Probably has terrible taste. Dog probably.
His palate is irremarkable.
He probably thinks grape juice is wine.
Yeah, come on. Probably likes Merlot.
Oh, God. Bougie bread, is that you?
This whole conversation about having kids in 3 to 4 years and like Chelsea thinking that they're gonna be mega rich so they can take babies to Cabo was so confusing.
Oh my god, the whole thing.
It's like, yeah, when we have babies we can put them on our front and travel.
She thinks
and
that
bring
they
a nanny.
Require no work. Like she,
yeah,
she
you has, just you just take the baby Bjorn and throw him on when we travel.
You just throw him in your $1,500 luggage and you just chuck him into the overhead bin, and you're good.
Yeah, you just take the newborn baby, you just throw it on, and then you're just chilling. It's like you don't. It's like, how often are you like on a vacation and you see like a 1 year old?
Yeah.
I don't think you go to Cabo and people are like, yeah, I'm on the beach with my baby, my 1 year old baby,
parasailing with my triplets. The sun. Parasailing with my triplets up here with my Bjorns. No, off-roading, I mean, people, with my little babies.
No, I mean, people do take the babies on the beach and stuff, but it's obviously...
Oh, yeah, it's not like you're completely, like, handicapped, but it's like, yeah, like, you still have to, like, do stuff, you know?
Yeah, this is coming from two parental experts, Max and Ben.
Yes, we don't have kids.
Yes.
No, okay, fine. If anyone in the chat has kids and they want to chime in... Let us know. Do you take your babies to Cabo with you?
Please. It's just obviously not what Kwame's talking about. I think
she's
about.
Downplaying it a little bit. But also, like, he's kind of, like, being ridiculous, too, here, where it's like, you want to go to Cabo so bad, and you just think that there's, like, no way that it's ever going to happen. And the second that you get married and the second that you have kids, life is over. It's like, that's not how it works. If you have money, if you're a little bit wealthy, which they both seem to have money, then you can do lots of things. There's nannies. There's all sorts of stuff to where you can still have a life that you want to have.
But listen, she then said, do you want to settle down? And he was like, yeah. Okay, he said, yeah. So he's down, okay?
Yeah.
He's compromising.
He's compromising,
yeah.
This is definitely Jarrett vibes, by the way.
Oh, major.
Between the Xbox and this now.
And the not wanting to settle down. Yeah,
it's major Jarrett vibes. It's definitely Jarrett vibes.
Yeah, especially with the Xbox.
So that means they'll get married and then divorced.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
So we go to Micah's best friend's birthday, and we know that Micah has great taste in friends.
Yeah, the best.
Yes.
I love that she hijacked this whole birthday party to make it the Love is Blind.
Yeah, so she's like, so I'm bringing a camera crew, and it's going to be all about me and not about whoever's birthday it is.
And that friend was like, oh, all about you, huh? Well, how about I make it all about me?
Yes.
Yes, it's my birthday, and I'll hijack the show if I want to.
She introduces Shelby as a relationship terminator, but what Shelby doesn't know is that Paul is a literal terminator because he kills people.
Yeah. She finally met her match.
Yes.
Here we go.
Yeah. So they immediately start saying they don't like how Paul talks about things in a scientific manner, which I agree with because it's really annoying.
I'm just getting roasted now. Welcome to the roast of Paul.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, Paul. Okay.
Yeah, my note was they don't like his nerd voice. They don't like that he's a nerd.
Fuck you, Paul.
Like, you're nice to look at, but when you open up your mouth, it really ruins it.
I will say, though, I like sassy Paul. I like when Sassy's like
me too.
I like when he's like, yeah, I don't give a shit what she says.
That's what I would say too. I'd be like, she's really mean.
Yeah, she's like being an asshole to my face, and she just met me.
Well, I also didn't understand because after he said that roast thing, this is what she says.
Either way, I'll have something a little bitchy to say at some point. So keep it up. I'm serious about it. So. Don't say that kind of stuff to me. I'll get pissed.
I gotta ask, is she single? Because she would have been a great casting choice for this season.
I know.
She would have been great.
I couldn't imagine anyone dating her, so I'm gonna assume that she is single. Because she's not very nice.
She's a very mean person. Yeah.
Yes, she's also very drunk, so I think that's why what she said didn't make
sense. Oh, yeah, she's trashed in this for
trashed.
Sure.
Trashed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Micah's very upset that he doesn't care what Shelby thinks. Shelby's opinion is very important to Micah.
Yeah, it's really shaped her and who she is as a person.
Perfect. Yes,
with Shelby.
She's very similar to Irina. It's weird.
It's crazy. She's got a type for friends.
I know.
She does.
I like that she's having this discussion with Shelby, and Shelby's like, I don't approve of Mike, because like, what? And then Paul is just watching from the balcony, like Joe from You, being like, what is happening? Looking like he needs to like eliminate Shelby from the equation.
Time to go to the basement, Shelby.
Yeah, I know. He's like, I'm going to lock you in that glass case. Yeah.
Shelby, oh, I hope we get more of that friend. Yeah. I hope we get.
She's Shelby amazing. Well, we know she's going to be at the wedding, so that's good.
Yes. And I can't wait for when the Justice of the Peace says if there are any objections.
Yes.
Yes.
Please. We need an objection. Like, it's
let's lucky four. Girl this into happening.
I'm lucky girling it. I'm lucky girling it all day. I like to shake my little caboose to lucky girl things. I think that's yes. where the power lies, people. Shake
yeah, that's
caboose.
Where the magic is.
That's where it
it's
happens.
Like Harry Potter's wand. You know, if you don't do anything with it, yes. if you don't shake it around, nothing's going to happen.
It lies in the caboose, people. Sorry, I just got an email from Pottery Barn Teen. Like I've never bought anything from Pottery Barn Teen. Like, shut the fuck up, Pottery Barn Teen.
Why are you looking at your phone?
I'm not a teen. Because I saw it bing up, and I was like, am I a teenager or something? It angers me, Ben.
Wait, so ridiculous. There's Pottery Barns for teenagers?
Yes. Do you live under a rock?
I've never heard of this before.
Well, shows
is this a Jersey thing?
Shows your
they
taste.
Have, they have teenage Pottery Barns?
Shows your taste, Ben. Shows your
taste. But Pottery Barns are for people of a certain age, I thought. I thought they were for people.
There's also Pottery Barn for like babies too.
What is the Pottery Barn for teens like? I want to know what that's like. You've been inside of one?
I haven't been inside of one, but I think I've seen what it looks like. It's just like Pottery Barn, but for teens.
So it's like a Hot Topic, except instead of like,
yeah, it's like really radical,
saying edgy things. It says things like study and do your homework and wake up on top.
Yeah, this is what I'm confused about. Do they think I have kids? Do they think I am a teen with money? I don't know what they think is going on, but I've never subscribed to this, you know? I think they're very confused.
It's okay if you want to admit.
Yeah, can you guys hold on? I need to hop on the sale.
Also, stop looking at your phone during
the podcast. Wasn't looking at it. It binged brightly. I wasn't. All of a sudden, I saw this huge bright light, and I was like, what the fuck? It was Pottery Barn Teen.
You said, is that you, God? And it responded, no, it's Pottery Barn Teen.
I thought it said I thought it said Patreon, and I was like, ooh, that's exciting. And then it said Pottery Barn Teen, and I was so disappointed.
That's too bad. It's too bad that it wasn't a notification for a new subscriber on our Patreon.
Patreon.com/reality alert,
folks. We have awesome bonus content every week related to our Love is Blind Season 4 episodes. This week is going to be fun. We're going to be doing our predictions. We're going to be doing over-unders on everything. We're going to be checking out the social media from the week. It's going to be a blast. Join us on Patreon.com/reality alert.
Recording on Tuesday at 5:15 p.m. If you are in our second tier membership, the Bigger Rascal membership, you can watch us live via Discord. Very exciting stuff.
Very exciting.
Yes. So we get to the couples get together, and it's Chelsea's birthday, and Josh Demas arrives. Pretty exciting stuff. Like, who saw that coming?
He pre-gamed pretty hard.
The ultimate plot twist.
Wow. Yeah, he was pre-gaming hard. And drinking there.
He came in nice and trashed.
Yes.
He should meet Shelby. I think they'd get along.
Yeah, why wasn't Shelby there? Why wasn't Irina there?
Oh, that was the most annoying thing. It's like, why wouldn't you have her come in this situation? I don't get it. Maybe they but even if she says no to an invitation, she's contractually obliged to go to whatever they tell her to go to.
I know.
Like, she has to go to all these things.
It's very upsetting.
Mm-hmm. Give us the drama, please.
Yes. Bliss and Zach show up. People are very happy for them. Marshall shows up without Jackie at first, and he's like, I don't know what's happening, but she's coming up. You know, Kwame talks to Tiffany and complains about the whole dog thing and compromising. And Tiffany's like, I don't think Tiffany is pro him and Chelsea, because she's like, you know, maybe it's not going to work out, you know?
I think she's sort of reading Kwame's energy here, which is, I don't like this.
She hates Chelsea.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what happened. She hates Chelsea.
She loathes Chelsea. She
fucking hates her.
Yeah.
She hates pink. Bad. She hates Chelsea.
I like that we're adding character traits to Tiffany now to make her more less boring. Yeah.
She has to have a personality somewhere, Ben. She doesn't just sleep and love Brett.
Well, she does, but it's hiding in the bushes right now, waiting to find some trash. Yeah,
that's what you do, man.
Yay!
I can't believe that's Jackie. That's so confusing. Micah talks to Bliss about how terrible Irina was about the Paul stuff. You know, terrible, terrible Irina. I mean, being mean, Micah doesn't know anything about that.
Yeah, Micah's like, I don't have any friends like that in the real world. So, like, I can't believe I fell for that out there.
But,
you know, the pods are just a different place.
Yes. And Bliss is like, I'm so sorry you went through that. Like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And Micah's like, Zach is such a good guy, and I've never said anything mean about him, and I think he's so amazing. I just support you two so much, and I wasn't just talking shit about you guys in confessional. And I believe in you, and I encourage you two to be together, because I think you're the perfect couple. And I don't think you're the second choice.
Yes.
Yes. I just love women supporting women authentically like this.
Yes, of course.
And we authentically support Bliss and Zach.
Yes. Yeah. Well, she's going to be making Elden Ring cupcakes in no time. It's going to be fast. Yes. Can't wait.
Marshall tells Brett about the whole Jackie old man aggressive thing, and he's like, I never thought it'd be that bad. And Brett's like, if she's not ready, she's not ready. And we learn that Marshall apparently Jackie has never said I love you. She's just said I fuck with you tough.
Wow, that's makes my heart flutter hearing that.
Yes.
My knees got weak. I almost fell to the ground.
Wow.
Remember in, was it Jerry Maguire? They had that like same line when Tom Cruise is talking with her and then she goes, I fuck with you tough. Right? That was the big famous line.
That's the line.
That's the line. Wow. Cute.
Yeah, and Cooper Jr. and Jr. is like, show me the currency. Show me the currency. It's just those lines that just get you. They stay in your head. It's good stuff. It really sticks with you. But what really stuck with me is when Jackie showed up.
My web spilled your secrets, no Ooh. Escape. Try to keep him, take a drink. You will see, get down on your knees and tell me you love me.
Oh,
I'm gonna get down on my knees Whoa. And say I fuck with you tough. Okay, that's what I'm gonna do because I really fuck with you tough.
The next part of that song actually goes into heavy metal. It's crazy.
Get down on your knees and tell me you love me.
It's really intense. I like that one. That's a good song.
How about this? Marshall decides to be aggressive for the first time with her, but he's just like, you got to wear my coat. You have to wear my coat.
Wear my fucking coat.
Wear my fucking coat. Yeah, you like that? You like gonna make you wear my coat? Yeah, who's old now? An old person never insists that you have to wear a coat or you'll catch a cold. I bet your grandpa never did that. This is the only thing my grandpa ever did. Fucking old.
Drink
old
some
peasant.
Water. Drink some water.
Yeah.
You've had too much. Drink some water. I'm being aggressive.
Yeah, I'm going to go saran wrap my couches before you sit on them. I bet old person never did that. I bet your grandparents never did that. Yeah.
It's almost 8 o'clock. You need to get home and get to bed.
Yeah,
we're working up early tomorrow for the Perkins morning special.
Yeah, and then for dinner, we're going at 5 p.m. to get the early bird special then. Yeah.
Wow. Sexy. It's hot.
Yeah, this coat thing. I was like, so dude, she doesn't want to wear a fucking coat. Like, what's happening here? Yeah, Josh is wasted, you know? He's like not making sense.
I love it. He's looking for a fight too, and I was hoping that we were gonna get one.
Yeah, I was hoping
the way he's like grabbing on to Marshall, like where he's like hugging him and stuff. It's like,
yeah,
it's there's a lot of undertones to that.
Really, yes.
He wants to make physical contact.
Marshall's googled him by now though, and it's like, I'm not scrapping with you.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah, I've seen your ears, pal. I'm not gonna do this.
Micah and Kwame have another conversation. I wonder if Chelsea caught this. Kwame is upset when people ask him if he's going to say yes for some reason. Is that a good sign that people are
always
upset? Yes.
Always a good sign. Yeah.
Kwame,
He will. He'll say
yes. Yeah, definitely. Kwame asks Micah if she made the right choice. And Micah says she's unsure but hopeful. She's gonna say yes. Micah's like, why would you ask me that though? Are you questioning? And he just,
yeah, she said that twirling her hair too. It was,
yes,
weird.
And he just laughs.
These two, my goodness.
Oh boy. In confessional,
they still have not let this go. They have
no. In confessional, he says Micah has a special place in his heart, and she tells him that there's so much electricity and potential with them. She says she still cares about him and worries about him. Wow. Naughty, naughty.
I think there's going to be two trips to the dog washing station tonight. That's what I got to say.
Ooh, baby.
A couple of dirty doggies need a bath.
Dog! Dog!
Get the fuck over here! Dog! What are you...
Some dirty dogs. This is an inappropriate conversation, and I liked it. We got to get these two together more.
We really do. She should be Chelsea's maid of honor at the wedding.
I think at the end of every night they should have mandatory like hanging out one-on-one with everybody from all the other couples.
Yeah, they're still speed dating even after.
Yeah, they should mandatory have to speed date with everybody else.
They should make them all live in the same house. Actually, they should, yes, instead of renting a bunch of townhomes, they should rent like one really big house and like have them all live together.
Yes, and it should be like Love is Blind and Too Hot to Handle, where they all sleep in one big room and all be in beds.
I would love it. Yeah. Get a nice big hot tub, you know, make sure the fridge is fully loaded with alcohol.
With oysters and alcohol.
Alcohol, chocolate.
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah.
Make sure there's a dog washing station in that house.
Amber shows up and Paul is like, I have to avoid this. Oh my God. Oh my God. But nothing happens with Amber. She's just kind of there.
Yeah. They were like, oh yeah, she's boring. We're not going to.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Oh.
I barely remember her. I really do.
Yeah. All I remember is fuck you, Paul. Yeah. Josh goes up to Marshall and says a bunch of nonsense. But I guess he basically just says that he's going to go hit on Jackie, but not really.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. He like the context of the situation is he goes to Marshall to say, hey, bro, we're just fucking around. Right. But guess what? I'm going to hit on your fiance tonight. I'm going to try and make her my wife. And that's all there is to it. I'm just going to propose tonight. And you're just going to have to deal with it. And Marshall's like, ha, don't hit me.
Yeah. And Marshall's like, what just happened? Okay.
By the way, what do you think Kwame got Chelsea for her birthday? Xbox games?
Yeah. He's like, yo, I got you.
You're going to love this one. You're going to love this one. These have some sick co-op campaigns.
I got you the Halo Master Chief Edition remake. Yo, I got you Game Pass for a whole year. I got you a whole year of dog walking.
You could get a special edition Master Chief pink suit for the from this one. It's really cool. You're gonna
I got you
it.
6 years of birth control.
6 years. Is that enough? Is that enough?
I don't know.
He might want to go higher.
It's a good start. That's what he said.
Gives him some time to get down to Cabo.
Yes. So this is where the episode ends. Josh talks to Jackie, and he's like, yo, we were so real in the pods. Marshall was crying with everybody, you know?
Yeah, he calls Marshall a cry boy.
Cry boy. Certified cry boy.
Hell yeah.
He was just emotion bombing everybody in there, you know? Not Josh. So real. And Jackie's like, this is really weird because you just didn't talk about anything real with me. Just no emotions in the pods.
Yeah. He's like, well, yeah, I was sober. They didn't let us drink in the pods.
So. Yeah, you know, I couldn't get open. And he basically throws down the gauntlet saying that he wants to be with her. And she's just like, thank you for telling me. Thank you for sharing this pertinent information with me.
Yeah. It is clear that everybody there recognizes that he's belligerent and sloppy and embarrassing himself. Like, I'm pretty sure everyone at the party, it really seemed that way, that they were like, why, who invited him? Why is he here? So this cliffhanger, I think, is complete bullshit.
Yes, it's very false.
Yes. I don't think there's anything between Josh and Jackie.
I mean,
although the producers will have them go on a date, of course.
I mean, we see it in the preview. But, I mean, we see Bliss say, I don't respect him as a person. Like, how dare he? You know, like, we see multiple people be like, why the fuck is Josh here? Like, fuck Josh, you know?
Even Jackie at one point was making a comment, I think.
Yeah. Like, they're like, this guy's a joke. Like, what the fuck is Josh doing here? Like,
if she does sincerely, like, start hanging out with Josh more, it's to get Marshall's goat. That's what it is.
Well, she's just trying to end things with Marshall, you know? Yeah. Like,
she doesn't know a non-toxic way of doing that. She's a self-sabotager rather than like just sitting him down and saying, hey, I don't want to do this anymore.
She's not being a very good project. It's not fair. Why can't you just be a good project?
Good question.
You know? He's just trying to paint a house. A house doesn't walk away, you know?
Yes.
Stay still. Let him paint you. He needs to do a few coats.
Apparently, she hasn't been able to test drive the car yet either. So that's a problem, too.
That is a problem. He has that old man energy, you know? Feel like he's going to take that Werther's original out of his pocket and give it to me, you know?
At any time.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for next week's episodes, Ben.
Me too. It's going to be good. I'm even more excited for our Patreon on Tuesday.
Oh, I am. Love Center. Maria, my girlfriend, is going to be with us. She has some hot takes. She was telling them to me as I was watching this episode. I was like, whoa, I didn't even think of that. So you're going to want to hear it. Got more information. Got the predictions. Social media is going to be hot, too. We already got some stuff queued up, but I'm sure over the next few days, we're hearing from the cast and other people from the Love is Blind universe. So patreon.com/realityalert. Support the podcast. Pony up. Is that what they say? Pony up?
Yeah, sure.
We like ponies.
We love them.
Did you know that?
I
love horses. One of the things we have in common is that we like horses.
Yeehaw.
That's right. The dubbed Love is Blind Brazil recaps are on our Patreon. The dubs are insane and unhinged, and it's a lot of fun. So go check those out.
I don't know if it's a dog or a goat.
Follow us on Instagram at Reality Alert Podcast. We are on our way to 1,000, baby. Less than 50 to go. Will you be the 1,000th follower? There's only one way to find out. Actually, don't worry about being the 1,000th. Just get us there. Just do it.
Yes. We'll try and we're going to lucky girl our way to this thousand.
We're shaking our caboose.
Maybe we should make false promise. Maybe we should be like Mr. Beast and just be like, well, everybody who follows us is getting a car.
Yeah, you're all getting maybe a
car. Maybe we should just say that.
You're getting a Honda Scion.
Yeah. A 91 Civic.
Yes.
Yeah.
And youtube.com/realityalert. Subscribe. See us on video. Okay. We'll see everybody so soon. Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
It's like the ultimate plot twist.